U.S. military officials offered thanks this week for the men and women of the armed services. Thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are spending this holiday in and around Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on how some of them will observe Thanksgiving.
If you think your Thanksgiving preparations are daunting, consider the chore facing Chief Warrant Officer Dean Clark. Clark is in charge of food service aboard the USS Carl Vinson, one of three U.S. aircraft carriers now in the Arabian Sea.
We will be feeding 5,500 people. We're going to serve starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and run until 7 in the evening.
Life on the carriers has been hectic ever since October 7th, launching round-the-clock airstrikes on Afghanistan. Today is no exception. But Clark and his staff have gone out of their way to provide a home-style Thanksgiving meal for sailors who are half a world away from home.
Started off with cream of broccoli soup. We have shrimp cocktail, roast palm turkeys with giblet gravy, steamship round roast, baked ham with pineapple sauce, some savory bread dressing, mashed potatoes. We got sweet potatoes with marshmallows, corn on the cob, lionized green beans, hot dinner rolls, assorted pies and cakes, some ice cream with all the toppings, and chocolate chip cookies and lots of eggnog.
Clark actually started thinking about this feast more than 3.5 months ago, while the Vinson was still docked at his home port of Bremerton, Washington. Worried that some ingredients, like turkey and roast beef, might not be readily available in the Arabian Sea, he brought those along when the carrier deployed. The rest of the shopping list was filled by the Vinson's regular resupply deliveries, including 4,800 ears of corn, 500 pies, and 8,000 cookies. Like any good meal or military campaign, this one takes careful planning.
Well, actually, we have to start several days in advance, specifically for the steamship round. Those are about 60 pounds apiece, so we got to break those out about 3 days in advance to thaw them out. The entire meal is going to cost us about $48,000.
Clark has a staff of 280 sailors to help cook and serve the meal and clean up afterwards. As for the leftovers, the best part of any Thanksgiving meal, they'll be served as midnight rations, or mid-rats, to sailors working the night shift.
We're serving about 20 hours out of 24 hours, so it won't go to waste, that's for sure.
At least the Vinson is on a normal daylight schedule. Another carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, is launching mostly nighttime raids on Afghanistan, so its Thanksgiving meal begins at 3 a.m. local time. It may be the fighter pilots taking off from the carriers who've been in the vanguard of the Afghan campaign, or, as the military likes to say, at the tip of the spear, but Clark and others at the tip of the carving fork play an equally vital role in the success of the U.S. war effort.
Well, I think it's important we keep the morale up for the crew, especially being out here doing what we're doing. You know, it's important. We want to keep the spirits up, and I know people are going to be somewhat homesick this time of year, so this is our duty to try to keep the morale up for the crew.
Clark and his crew have decorated the Vinson's mess deck for the holiday, and the onboard morale committee has arranged a variety of special activities, including a turkey bowling competition and a football throwing contest on the carrier's hangar bay. It should be a pretty eventful day, Clark says. At some point, he'll sit down with his own plateful of turkey and give thanks.
I'm a pretty thankful person, to be honest with you. I thank the Lord every day for what he gives me. I have wife and three beautiful children, and really looking forward to get back seeing them.
This is Clark's 20th year in the Navy and his last Thanksgiving at sea. He plans to retire when the Vinson returns to Bremerton sometime early next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.